The weather's all right out there. It's been a bit sort of windy. I was up at Ottershaw Fair yesterday in the Memorial Fields there, and it was a little bit sort of windy, particularly with Rosie and her gazebo, stuff blowing everywhere. Seems all right today, but let's find out a bit more scientifically and a bit more detail about how the weather is with our weather expert, Simon, who joins us this morning, live from Cornwall, I believe.
Yes, I'm here, John. I'm in live in Cornwall, beautiful holiday.
Oh, look at you. That's posh.
I bet that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm going to go in the super swim today. I have a good swim in the sea. My sister's coming around soon. She's just coming down the train from London at the moment. So she's getting the bus down from, I can't remember the name of the train station now. I think it's Hollywood or something. I can't remember.
Hollywood?
That's in America, isn't it?
Different Hollywood, I think.
I'll tell you what it's called now. It's the nearest train. There used to be a train line to come down to Bede a long time ago, but Dr. Beeching cut it off, sadly. The conservatives love to cut things back in the
1960s,
I think it was the
Worry
Line got to Beach and did that.
But I bet Cornwall is beautiful, and I've been to view myself. The beach there is amazing. So sandy, isn't it?
It's very sandy. It's really good quality to build a sandcastle I built yesterday, which is a massive sandcastle.
Yeah.
I think it's bigger than last year's sandcastle, I think. My dad took a photograph of it from the top of the cliff, and it was really fantastic. He said artificial art. He said it looked like artificial art, and I did a good sandcastle. I didn't use a tape measure. I literally went right round it, and it looked so straight and perfect. I thought to myself, blimey.
I know. John's just showing me the picture on social media, actually.
It's like a full-on construction site. It's like an actual real-life size castle, isn't it?
It is. It looks like you've actually put some sort of like concrete or something underneath that to keep it solid. Mm.
Oh yeah, it was very well done. I had to build a second wall around it. I had a few issues with the dog owners. They weren't keeping their dogs on me. They kept running on my sandcastle and they did the horrible things and they had a go at me. They were very nice people. Oh God, there were more dog walkers this year than last year. They weren't very nice, so that sort of ruined it slightly. So, but I got through it.
You did, and you made amazing sandcastle. How long did it take you to the sandcastle?
Just under 4 hours, roughly.
Oh wow.
And I had no break. I just kept going and going, and I just don't know how much to build it.
Impressive.
Very quickly. The last part of it, the last wall I built was very, very quick. I could see it was coming in, so I had to go really fast. And I managed to complete it in time, and I just sat down. I did some good video footage as well,
Which will be on your YouTube channel, Simon AGF, if anyone's going to have a look.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the weather like where you are at the moment in Cornwall? Because here in Woking, it's pretty sunny, maybe a little bit cloudy, but it's all right.
The same as where you are, sunny and cloudy. It's about high, I think 17 Celsius at the moment. And it's going to be quite gusty at times and breezy with westerly winds. I'm flying my trick kite today with my dad soon, which would be nice. I'm going to have a go to fly my kite. We didn't manage to fly it last year because it wasn't windy enough. This year we got more wind, so we're going to have a go at doing that today. The weather here doesn't look too good at times next week, especially in Woking. It looks like it's going to be unsettled, and there might be thunderstorms, and there might be a heat wave. Another thing to mention is the American, that's not another model, it's one of the many models. One of the models called the ECM is upper air temperatures, talking about upper air temperature 30 Celsius over Spain, was what we call a heat dome, which we got last year in July 2022 across northwestern Europe, which brought us that hot 40 Celsius across the UK last year. It's only 25% chance that the ECM might be right, but the GEM's not going for it. The GFS is going for unsettled weather, and the American model is as well. They all got different ideas, so we could get a hot temperature of 30 Celsius or 40 Celsius at the end of July this year, or maybe the 11th of July. Maybe the 11th, I could be sooner than that. But
we're not made for that kind of heat, really, in this country, I don't think, are we?
No.
No, well, a heat dome is basically like a lid on a pot, and it boils the water in the oceans, and it heats up the surface over the UK. That's what didn't happen last year, but over Europe. And that's what we call heat domes. Okay. There's one over southwest of North America at the moment, which is quite brutal at the moment, 45 Celsius around there at the moment, or recently, last month. So that was pretty brutal. But it does happen across the Northern Hemisphere for the summer. Some places get a hot summer, some places stay cool. Like the summer of 2021 across the UK, it wasn't that hot, especially where we are. Sorry, it was quite a cool summer that year. So we missed that.
But last year, of course, we had the heat wave, and we were sweltering for quite a while, I think, from memory.
Yeah, because actually, the heat wave last year meant all my activity ended up back online because no one could actually cope being in the same room.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, you said, yeah. So it's the heat. It becomes too hot to do things. I think it's yeah.
Yeah, it was quite challenging last year because I remember it being down here. I mean, down here it was quite hot, and it was like trying to go over a brick wall doing anything, just going for a walk, building a sandcastle. Even the cottage we're staying in was hot. My parents couldn't sleep that night. I think there's 36 Celsius down here. It was a new record for view. This year's a bit more comfortable and more easier to manage, basically.
Yes, yes. So you mentioned unsettled, maybe a few thunderstorms. Do we know when we can expect these thunderstorms? I mean, is it going to be all right for the rest of today, do you think?
Tuesday and probably into Wednesday next week, and then it could get hot next weekend. Like I said, there's a chance we could get 27 or 30 Celsius across Woking Town next weekend. Potentially.
So I'm liking this news because actually, with the full agreement of my new employer, I'm taking a week off between jobs, so I might have the heat wave for the week off.
Oh, nice. Yeah, maybe Matt can go down the beach and build a sandcastle.
Yeah, I would love to.
So you mentioned
I'm more likely to get the chair stuck in the sand and just be there.
You can get adapted things, can't you?
Yeah.
I think there's ways of doing it. But,
there are, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds lovely, though, having a nice breakaway in Cornwall. So what's the rest of the plans for your time there?
Well, depending on the weather, we might go King Tattoo Castle, King Arthur's Castle. Might go to Bob's Castle, it's a village, which got flooded a long time ago. I think it was 2003, August, there was a flood there. We missed it, though. I think we got away with it that year. We were down there the week before, I think, before it flooded that year. We were lucky. We're just going to go for some more attractions this year compared to last year because it's not as hot. Last year it was too hot. We did do Eden Project last year. That was a cool day. It cooled down by then. So, yeah, that's the thing about the summers. You can have... It's not always in heat waves, some hot summers. You do get cool periods.
Yeah.
It's not always going to be hot. It's like the winter. The winter's going to be quite cold, but you can have warm periods as well, like 2010, between November to December, into November. You can have a mild period, locally, for about a week or so. It was about freezing.
I was going to say, warm might be stretching it for December, Simon. Mild might be more of a close.
Brilliant. Well, have a lovely rest of your time in Cornwall. We're not jealous at all, are we?
No. And if you have got time, at any point in the future, you want to come actually into the studio and come and see us, then you can come and say hello.
Yes, I'll have to fit that in my diary at some point.
Factor us in. We're scheduling us into your diary. Yeah, we know you're a busy person with all the stuff you get up to. We can check you out on YouTube. Do you want to remind us how we do that?
Simon AGM.
So check that out on YouTube.
It is a great channel. Yeah. Lots on there. You'll have loads of fun watching it.
You will, Nat, and you'll get to almost experience the holiday with you, Simon, with all the stuff you put on there. We'll catch up with you next week. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
I will. Thanks a lot, John. Cheers.
Take care, Simon. Bye.